In the term of food price volatility, production costs and market costs are the key factors. If the production costs and the market costs increase, high prices of food and agricultural products are also increased significantly. Therefore, increasing the productivities and reducing the food losses and food waste should be more emphasized on leading more stable and reasonable manner. By saying that Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives has launched the policy on agricultural zoning for increasing the productivity by giving recommendation to farmers for matching and planning the appropriate commodity with appropriate soil climate condition along with selecting proper input. This policy will urge farmers to plant or raise the selected commodities that will provide the maximum yields with good quality of those commodities. By doing this, we are able to manage the demand and supplies of food and agricultural products, especially energy crops. In Thailand, not only for domestic consumption, but also for global consumption as well. Therefore, demand and supply management plays a crucial role in response to fulfilling needs of consumer. Similarly, distribution of food and agricultural products and logistics need to be cautiously planned in systematic manner to connect to the market point for transferring all food and agricultural products to the points of consumers' need. In addition, the package of training to farmers and officers has to be installed to transfer them to be smart farmers and smart officers who are capable to improve the farming activity with high knowledge and active information. In supporting the information for farmers and officers, Thailand, as a lead country, launched ASEAN Food Security Information System, or APSIS, which is one of a regional cooperation on some supply of agricultural products information. And also, APSIS can be used for formulating policies and plans to eliminate the food price fluctuation. In agricultural development for smallholders, Thailand has supplied philosophy of self-sufficiency, which farmers will grow and raise their interested community for their own consumption. Based on this concept, the farmer can able to save cost by of buying food. That means the farmer would have less impact from food price volatility. Besides, reducing food losses and food waste need to be taken in order to provide more stable and reasonable food price. On the other hand, food education is one of the most important concerns that disseminate to all consumers and stakeholders in order to raise the public awareness of food losses and food waste. Furthermore, it would be thoughtful as learning on how to utilize food waste according to the zero waste concepts, such as bioenergy and biomass. We do believe that this practice will assist farmers to gain better living. As a consequence, seller will provide food with reasonable price. Consumer can access to a safe and quality food, and eventually, the world able to overcome in food waste, as well as this will ultimately bring more reasonable food price at national, regional, and global levels. Thailand is thereby willing to share experience in all countries and hope that we will reach the target of food security under the UN Millennium Development Goals in the coming future with the well-being of people and safety food system. Thank you very much for your kind attention.